The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. Bev is operating the board, and my name is Jen Glockner, and we've had about a month off, and we're a little bit rusty and out of it here, but we're swinging through. It is officially the month of August. Woo! Month of August. July flew right by, right?
It did.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. Lots going on in August. We are thrilled to soon talk to the folks at the Berkshire Museum. The Berkshire Museum is open once again after about 18 months of renovations, and I have seen it. The aquarium and all of it is phenomenal. It's nothing like you've seen previously. It's just phenomenal and amazing. And so we are going to have them on the next show and talk to them all about the renovations and what we can expect and their future and all of that good stuff. But in the meantime, so much going on in Pittsfield. You know, you think it's August. Okay, we're winding down. No, we're not winding down. We're not winding down at all.
Good.
This will air on Friday, August 7th and on Friday, August 14th. So we're going to talk about things throughout those 2 weeks. Of course, First Fridays at 5 is coming up on Friday, August 7th from 5 to 8. North Street will be closed from Park Square to Columbus Avenue. We have Sample the Cat on the main stage at Persip Park. The Let It Shine community mural will be unveiled behind the Ad Lib building. We're looking forward to that after a couple months of working on that. We have stuff going on in Dunham Mall. Amy Marshall is coming outside of her building at Crawford Square and doing a cardio drumming class in front of Crawford Square. Live pottery demos, Youth Alive step dance, Touch an ATV with the Resurrection Off-Road Team, and I believe Ronnie's Harley Davidson is also bringing some motorcycles up. Bowie the Clown, of course, will be doing face painting. Maker's Market, Family Fun Zone, and First Friday's Arts Walk all around downtown. So much going on for the First Fridays at 5. We took July off because it was the 4th of July. So we're excited to be back for the First Fridays at 5 on August 7th. Very grateful for Guardian Life Insurance Company of America. They will be there with a big old tent or two, giving away fun giveaways for the month. They always step it up as the sponsor, and we're grateful. Guardian Life Insurance Company of America is the sponsor of the First Fridays at 5 on August 7th from 5 to 8. Follow Cultural Pittsfield and Downtown Pittsfield on Facebook for updates. Due to weather, there's a very small chance of rain leading up to it, and so we're just paying attention to all of that.
More rain.
I know we've gotten, so it was dry. At one point in Pittsfield, there was a restriction to watering.
Wow.
And then the next week, we got like 5 inches of rain. So I think the restrictions are lifted, but I don't know that for sure. Anyway, no one needs to water their lawn because there's been so much rain or their gardens. So we're always grateful for the rain. But we would like it not to happen on First Fridays at 5, please, if you could avoid it.
If Bev, we could put it on at night.
Yeah. Let's anytime after 8:30, it's fine.
Okay.
But before that, please don't rain.
See what we can do.
Okay, thank you. The event highlights for First Friday's Arts Walk, which happens during First Fridays at 5. The artists at the Clock Tower, which is at 75 South Church Street in the Eagle Building. We have Karen Carmine, Deb Carter, Lucy Castaldo, Joni Cholfi, Randy Folds, Marianne Grant, Nava Grunfeld, Caroline Kelly, Molly Kellogg, Eric Korneman, Bruce Laird, Lisa Lustenau, Mark Mellinger, Linda Petruccini, Sarah Sally Tiska Rice, Eileen Richard, Audrey Shacknow, Stanley Singer, Ariel Smith, Sharon Walfu, Stephanie Weber, and Carmel Wilson. They will all have open studios on Friday from 5 to 8. If you haven't yet been to the Clock Tower building, go. It's really cool. And there's, as you can see, a lot, as you can hear, a lot of artists in that building. Solarium Plant Shop on West Street on the corner of West and McKay. They stay open for First Fridays at 5 as well. And they are doing a visionary alchemy of paper, scissors, and glue with Marjo Serena of Sacred Bridge Studio. That is Friday as well, 5 to 8 p.m. Check that out. Roots and Dreams and Mustard Seeds, which is at 119 Fenn Street, has a reception going on as well. Palace Park, we're going to do Art in the Park with Maru Dominguez and Faces of Pittsfield Community Art Experience, as well as Jim Horsford will be doing a pottery demo there during First Fridays at 5. Sanctum Gallery at 148 North Street, that's somewhat new gallery. It opened in January of this year. They will be open for First Fridays at 5. The Art of Gail Galbert and Tenzin Wangchuk, that's The Spiritual Essence of Water. That's opening on Friday, August 7th from 5 to 8. Soda Chef is going to have some window art displayed. The Art of Nicole March, that's at 161 North Street. Hotel on North has Autumn Phoenix Photography. Indie Readery and Records has a collage and painting on unconventional surfaces with Brent Ridge. And Framework by Downtown Pittsfield, Inc. will feature the kid artwork from Berkshire Art Center Summer in the Studios program. Of course, the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts, which is our home, the Office of Cultural Development's home, we have CADA, Community Access to the Arts, in our gallery, July and August. The show is called I Am a Part of Art, Community Access to the Arts Annual Art Show, celebrating the work of artists with disabilities. Community Access to the Arts Annual Art Show is one of the largest annual exhibitions by artists with disabilities in the country, featuring work by over 250 artists across two locations, the Clark Art Institute and the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. Wow. Each work, it's beautiful. I mean, it's just gorgeous. Each work was created through CADA's year-round arts program, serving people with a wide range of abilities and disabilities, including developmental and intellectual disabilities, autism, and brain injuries. In their vibrant works, CADA artists express their unique perspectives and draw us into their world, revealing the power of art to nurture inclusion and connection. The art on the wall is gorgeous. In the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts, there's nearly 200 pieces of art by all of the CADA artists featured. And they're all for sale. And each artist gets a commission when they sell their artwork. And there are so many sold pieces. This week, I was looking at it and I said to the CADA executive director, Margaret Keller, this, I think, is the most we've ever sold. Wow. You know, we do sell some, but I'd say 30 to 40% of the works on the wall have red dots on them.
Already gone.
Yes.
Wow.
It's so inspirational. Love, 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 love.
I got to stop saying wow.
Wow. No, you don't. Wow is a good thing to say. It's and it's applicable for CADA for sure. So we are fortunate to have CADA up at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts through August 28th. Please stop by. Our hours are Wednesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. or by appointment. We are often there outside of those hours. So if you can't make it during those hours, please call us and arrange something different. Again, through August 28th at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts, I Am a Part of Art, CADA's annual art show. And we are open Wednesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Clark Art Institute, the Lunder Center at Stonehill, is also hosting a show, and that is open October 12th. That will be open through October 12th. Lots of opportunities to see CADA art and just be inspired by the artists and all of the faculty and staff at CADA. We are grateful to partner with them every year for this I Am a Part of Art show at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM. I'll get it. That's in Lee. So wherever you're listening, we're grateful. We also, of course, are online. WTBR has all kinds of streaming options, which is really cool and appreciated by the listeners and the radio hosts, of course. We are in the month of August. We have First Fridays at 5 coming up on August 7th. But there are also a lot of things going on throughout our wonderful theaters in Pittsfield, including Barrington Stages. A Chorus Line ends August 8th. So if you're listening to this on the weekend of August 7th, then you only have a couple more days. But don't worry, because there are plenty of more opportunities to go see shows at Barrington Stage. August 5th through the 29th is Dead Girls Can Sierra. True crime meets teen girl confidence meets cultural coming of age. That is playing August 5th through the 29th, and it's a world premiere. Also, August 19th through September 6th, Noise is Off, one of the greatest physical comedies of all time. That one looks funny. I'm also looking at the posters of these, and Noise is Off, whoever does the posters is amazing, and Noise is Off is one of the greatest physical comedies of all time. That happens August 19th through the September 6th at Barrington Stage. And then there are two more shows happening in the fall. So Barrington Stage is not done with their season in any way, shape, or form.
Good.
Yeah. They keep going. I mean, there used to be a really big summer season, and now there's a shoulder season, and then there's not really an off season anymore, which is awesome.
It's a yearly season.
That's right. And then the Colonial Theater, Berkshire Theater Group at the Colonial Theater, they are doing The Legend of Georgia McBride, which I cannot wait to see this. It runs through August 23rd at the Colonial Theater. From Tony Award-winning playwright Matthew Lopez, The Legend of Georgia McBride is a funny, big-hearted comedy about identity, reinvention, and finding family in unexpected places. Set in a struggling Florida panhandle bar, the play follows Casey, a young Elvis impersonator whose life is upended when he's asked to trade rhinestones for wigs and heels and step into the exhilarating world of drag performance. What begins as an act of desperation quickly becomes a joyful journey, rich with humor, heart, and unforgettable characters, an experience that's equal parts hilarious and uplifting for audiences of all kinds. This is what we need. We are finding the joy wherever we can find, and I'm happy that our local theaters are helping us find the joy in many ways. So, and CATA, Community Access to the Arts, at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. So The Legend of Georgia McBride plays at the Colonial Theater through August 23rd. Of course, you can check it out at berkshiretheatergroup.org. There is also Summer 1976 playing at the Unicorn Theater in the fall, October 1st through the 31st. And they had a great summer season as well, and they're announcing more going into the fall and winter. So we're grateful for Barrington Stage Company and Berkshire Theater Group for all that they do year-round for us. Hancock Shaker Village is open for the season. They have goat yoga on Saturdays. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, but do they still have the baby animals?
The baby animals, the official celebration was in April and May, but the animals are still there.
Okay.
And so you can walk around the village and still see the animals. And they have different exhibitions. They are open for the season. And they do feature different events, which you can find on lovepittsfield.com. And of course, Arrowhead is open for the season. That is the place where Herman Melville wrote Moby Dick, right here in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And they did this marathon of reading Moby Dick, It was very cool to be involved. We had some City of Pittsfield employees and representatives taking part in that reading where you read for 15 minutes. And it was very eye-opening to big words. And I was grateful to have remembered to use my sounding out phonetic. Remember when you're in like elementary school, you're like sound out the words. And I had to do that for a lot of the words in Moby Dick because, and when you sound them out, typically you get it right. But
yes,
Moby Dick has a lot of big words in it. And there were, I'm guessing dozens, if not over 100 readers involved in this multi-day marathon of reading of Moby Dick. Arrow had posted it on their social media, and that was a really cool annual. It's an annual event, so if you are interested in reading 15 minutes of Moby Dick with the community, you're welcome to look forward to that next end of July, beginning of August, because they do it every year. And the City of Pittsfield had readers and local people from the Berkshire Athenaeum, and then just local Moby Dick and Herman Melville enthusiasts, of which there are a lot. Isn't that so? I just find it so fascinating that Herman Melville wrote Moby Dick right here in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. One of the most famous books of all time was written.
Sat at that table, looked out at that mountain.
Yeah. Ooh. Looked like a whale. That mountain looked like a whale. Yeah, so we are grateful for Arrowhead for all that they do. And they have a lot more coming up for the summer because it is only August. And so check out lovepittsfield.com or go directly to Arrowhead's website to check out all that they have to offer. A lot of social media happenings with Arrowhead, Hancock Shaker Village, the Berkshire Athenaeum, the City of Pittsfield, Berkshire Theater Group, Barrington Stage Company, and so follow along with all of those social media pages to see exactly what's going on. I like to take a walk around Pittsfield once every 6 weeks. It's just fun to walk around because there are so many things that you don't see when you're, you know, driving and sitting in your office.
Right.
And very exciting news. The owners of Sibaritas in Pittsfield are opening a new establishment called Aura's, A-U-R-A, apostrophe S. And that is on North Street next to Hot Harry's, where Jay Allen's used to be. And they are open. When you are hearing this broadcast, they will be open. They opened on Wednesday, August 5th, and their hours that they've posted, it's coffee and cocktails. They're saying coffee and cocktails. Wednesday, August 5th was their opening from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. and then 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Coffee and cocktails at Aura's. 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. So they will be open for First Fridays at 5, which we're grateful for. And how cool is that, right?
Extra cool.
New place in Pittsfield. We're excited about it. And there's a new mural going up, which we briefly mentioned, at the back of the Ad Lib building, which Ad Lib is on the corner of Columbus and North Street, and the back side of the building. There will be a new mural unveiled on Friday, August 7th, created in collaboration with Commonwealth Murals, Milltown Foundation, Let It Shine, the Pittsfield Public Schools, and local artists, students, and community members. The large-scale mural reflects the creativity and collective spirit of Pittsfield. The mural was inspired by ideas and artwork from Pittsfield students and was partially painted by community members during the June First Fridays at 5. So check that mural out. The official unveiling is Friday, August 7th at 5 p.m., but of course you can walk by anytime. So behind the Ad Lib building, they redid that pedestrian walkway, and it's attached to the new Allegroni building, which I think they're going to be opening within the next 6 months to residents. There's going to be people living in apartments there.
Good.
And then hopefully they'll be leasing the bottom spaces to retail spaces. So it's cool. That back of the building is really sharp and clean. I just saw them start getting started on Monday, and it was cool. Also at First Fridays at 5, Beat Nest Spin Club. This is so fun. Campers from Beat Nest Summer Spin Club Series will be DJing in a variety of music styles at Dunham Mall from 5 to 8 p.m. Beat Nest is the Berkshire's premier electronic music program, nurturing a love for music in your child with engaging classes. So Beat Nest is taking what the campers learned and featuring it and focusing on it for First Fridays at 5. Isn't that cool?
Okay.
And if you miss that and want to learn more about Beat Nest, check them out. They have a website and a social media presence as well, which is cool. I mean, I think there's people that want to explore DJing and they think they can just like do it, but I don't know, but I think Beat Nest is cool because they kind of teach you the lay of the land and the tricks and things.
Cool.
Things to do. Yeah, it's very cool. Youth Alive is one of our favorite groups, and they will be also performing at First Fridays at 5 on August 7th. One performance at 6 and one at 7, and that's at North Street Center across from the Beacon Cinema. They're going to be performing kind of in the median there. Youth Alive is a multicultural community-based arts program providing arts and educational opportunities to young people 8 to 18 years of age with a focus on dance forms, including step, African, and hip-hop. Youth Alive marked its 30th anniversary this year. The step portion of the performance will consist of junior and senior squads performing their individual routines, followed by them joining together as the dance squad to perform with a dance mix. We love Youth Alive. I can't believe they've been around for 30 years. That's amazing. So check them out. They will be performing at First Fridays at 5 on Friday, August 7th. Again, if you miss that, look for Youth Alive in the community. They're often at community fairs and festivals throughout Pittsfield and the Berkshires. So we are grateful for all that they do, for sure. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. Bev Prentice is operating the board. We're thrilled to be speaking to Berkshire Museum on our next program, we hope, about the grand opening. They are open. They are open. You can get tickets online. You can go and get tickets. The aquarium is amazing. It's a brand new state-of-the-art aquarium, and their exhibits have shifted, and they have rotating exhibits, and their exhibit space is beautiful. So a big shout out and kudos to the whole team involved in that renovation and reopening, which is very exciting. The Berkshire Museum is back open on South Street in Pittsfield. And we also are so excited to have community access to the arts in our space at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts in Pittsfield. We, the Office of Cultural Development, are housed at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. That is our office, so it is amazing, and we're thrilled to be there and have community access to the arts annual art show, I Am a Part of Art, at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts through August 28th. We are officially open Wednesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., but we also take appointments if you cannot make it during those times. The exhibit is the annual art show. It's one of the largest annual exhibitions by artists with disabilities in the country.
Wow.
It's at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts in Pittsfield, and there are also pieces at the Clark Art Institute in Williamstown. Each work was created through CATA's year-round arts program, serving people with a wide range of abilities and disabilities, including developmental and intellectual disabilities, autism, and brain injuries. In their vibrant works, CATA artists express their unique perspectives and draw us into their world, revealing the power of art to nurture inclusion and connection. And it is just so amazing to see the artists and their families and caregivers and friends and all their relatives come together and see these beautiful works of art on the wall. We held the opening reception on July 30th, and it was mind-blowing. It's just such good joy and energy to see everybody come together to celebrate these works of art. And they're all for sale, and so many of them have the coveted red dot on them already, and they've been sold. And each CATA artist does get a commission from ones that are sold, their pieces that are sold. So it's awesome. You can, if you cannot make it to the show, they do have a digital display of the art, and you can find that on CATA's website, CATAArts.org. And those that don't know CATA definitely should get to know them. Community Access to the Arts, or CATA, nurtures and celebrates the creativity of people with disabilities through dynamic workshops in painting, dance, theater, singing, creative writing, juggling, yoga, and more. CATA artists grow creatively and build community. Events like this exhibit share their talents with the public. CATA partners with 65 organizations, disability agencies, public schools, residents to bring arts programs to 1,300 people with disabilities in Berkshire County and Columbia County. Again, you can learn more about CATA at CATAArts.org. CATAArts.org. I believe they even have free digital exhibit guide, kind of guiding you through the exhibit if you can't come. But if you can make it to the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts before August 28th, that is when the show closes. I am a part of ART, Community Access to the Arts annual art show, through August 28th at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. We highly encourage you to visit it in person. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. or by appointment, because we want everyone to come in person for that. Again, First Friday's Arts Walk is Friday, August 7th, 5 to 8 p.m. throughout downtown Pittsfield. The road closure happens from Park Square to Columbus Avenue, with Maker's Market and Family Fun Zones and food trucks and vendors. And then there is an Arts Walk within that First Friday's at 5, with opening receptions throughout downtown and beyond at the Clock Tower building on Church Street. We highly encourage everyone to come on down to Pittsfield. We have Sample the Cat as the live band featured at Persa Park. There will be a beer garden, and then there will be entertainment throughout those two blocks and beyond. And all of that information is on lovepittsfield.com, kind of day-by-day, event-by-event breakdown. And then follow along on Cultural Pittsfield's Facebook page and on Downtown Pittsfield Inc.'s Facebook page for any weather-related updates. We do have rain locations planned if needed. We, of course, hope that they aren't needed. And then all of the other things happening in August that we've discussed at Barrington Stage Company and Berkshire Theater Group's Colonial Theater, Herman Melville's Arrowhead and Hancock Shaker Village, and of course the Berkshire Museum. We have all of those events on lovepittsfield.com. Lovepittsfield.com. If you have an event happening in Pittsfield, please let us know. We will post it on our website and possibly share it in our weekly newsletter that goes out on Wednesdays, the Love Pittsfield newsletter. So let us know any happenings that are happening in Pittsfield, because we love to share it with the world for free.
Sounds good to me.
All the people to know. All right. Happy August and happy birthday. Bev's birthday is in August, so we say happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Yes. Celebrate. You got to celebrate all the birthdays all the time, right?
Even if it's a weird surprise.
I know. We'll look forward to Bev's daughter is surprising her with something. We'll look forward to hearing what that is. All right. Happy August, everyone. Have a good week.
that wasn't too bad.